Sometimes you just need a fix.
FML, my life.
My life.
FML.
Fix my life.
Kenny, what do we do?
Fixing lives.
My life.
Might fix a couple things here because Ken's conscience might be fixed here in a few
we'll
seconds.
We'll find out.
So we'll get to that. This was very interesting. We're getting ready for a huge playoff run. It's a calm before the storm, I think, for the Guardians. And I'm seeing a ton of Guardians jerseys all over the place. And Owen had mentioned that there was a new jersey in the household.
Yeah.
What, did your wife purchase this?
My son's birthday is in 20 days, right? And he's a huge Guardians fan. He might be the biggest Guardians fan in the house. Loves baseball. He's the youngest. We decided, we went to the game on Saturday night, and we said, hey, you can open up your birthday present early if you want. Got him a Guardians jersey to wear to the Guardians.
That's awesome.
All right.
She found it on she said it was cheaper than a lot of the other ones. Like, okay, cool. Unfortunately, it's a Josh Naylor jersey, which is his favorite player.
Yeah, why would that be cheaper?
Yeah. Well, start reading the signs, right?
Boy.
We got Saturday night after we left the game, we got the poster of next year's schedule. Guess what, Guardian, who is pretty prominent on the team right now, is not featured on the poster.
Man, you told me that, and I guess it makes sense, but like Josh Naylor is one of the fan favorites. Like, who is more popular with the Guardians team, with the fans, right now outside of Jose Ramirez
and
Class A? Like, who's more popular?
Yeah, I think he's more popular than Class A.
Boy, that's interesting. Yeah, I mean,
I think he's more popular than Class A.
Although Class A has done a lot this last year, I see a lot more of him floating around and kids talking about him because of the, you know, he can touch 102, 101, 102. Right?
He's the best in the big leagues at what he does.
But you see him every day, and you see him 4 or 5 times a day. I think he's more popular than him. He's not better. Don't get that mixed up.
Well, and we had to have the discussion, and we had had the discussion in the past over the summer when he's really loving Naylor, you know, and I go, bud, he's almost playing too good. He's almost played himself out of Cleveland.
Right, we wondered about
that. The way that they do contracts around here, unless we get another sweetheart deal.
Man, come on, man.
But
it's true.
He is, it's his first love. Like, you have your first love as a player, right? Who was your
Albert
first?
Bell.
Yeah. So if you would have gotten an Albert Bell jersey when you were a kid, you would have worn that thing all the way into, you know, didn't matter that he was no longer on the team. I know he's going to be fine with it. I don't know if out in the real world, going to school, things like that, how that's going to be accepted next year. I'm almost a little guarded.
I will say this. It was different with Bell because he was like the first one I knew who left because of money.
Yeah.
And now we're just kind of like used to it. So like it's like, well, and that was really ugly. So I don't think I would have worn an Albert Bell jersey had I had one. I don't think I would have worn the Albert Bell jersey because it was an ugly breakup between the two. But I get totally what you're saying. Now, when your kid's a kid, which he is a kid, it would be understandable. So he was still wear the jersey. He still wear the Josh Naylor jersey.
Okay.
Can he get the...
Now, can I get him another one? This one was the blue one. Can we buy him the white one, too?
Well, you're going to get two Josh Naylor jerseys?
Once things go down.
Well, if they get rid of Josh,
be on deep discounts.
Will Bo change his number to 22?
There's another thing to it. There's another part to it. What number would Travis Bezzano wear next year? Do we know? Anybody? Mitch?
Know.
Mitch, speak now or forever hold your peace. What number is Travis Bezzano down in Lake County? Does anybody have any idea?
37.
All right, could he just wear 22 here? What was his number in college?
37.
His number was 37 in college, so he would just wear 37 here.
I think he was number 11 for between 11 and 37.
He ain't wearing number 11 here. Okay. I'm just saying, I'm looking for a player that they could give number 22 to that maybe you could do. What's the Stitch and Switch is the place you go to?
That seems like a bunch of
companies. Usually that's a Browns jersey that you get... fixed on that one just because, you know, there's so many different names that go in there. Yeah, I think it's okay. I think it's perfectly fine. Right. Speaking of the kiddos, you guys wanted me to take this call.
Yeah. We've got to have resolution here.
Heather, the teacher in Sheffield Lake, who I guaranteed the victory to last week, she is right now here on the show.
Heather, I have had so many people that have either you have taught their kids... People have reached out to us. They remember your phone call, and it made an impact.
Really?
Really? Oh, that's nice to hear. Well, that's actually pretty much why I'm calling, Ken. I was driving into school yesterday morning feeling pretty bummed out like every other Browns fan, and I couldn't bring myself to call you yesterday feeling bad that I guilted you into guaranteeing the win.
Frankly, I thought I'd never talk to you again after what had happened, so well, this is a surprise. Yeah.
No, so the kids start coming in. They are smiling. They're excited. Half of them had on Browns clothes. They're telling me they watched the game. I mean, it could have mattered less to them whether we won or not. It could have mattered less that you guaranteed the win or not. They were just excited to be Browns fans.
Wow.
And they were excited that their crazy teacher got on the radio and that, you know, they got on the radio. And it made me think about perspective. You know, I grew up watching the Browns. I was 7 years old for the drive, 8 years old for the fumble. Like, it wasn't about winning. I remember those moments watching with my dad. It's about loyalty and tradition. And, you know, I was feeling bad about raising a new generation of Browns fans, but I don't. It's what we do. And, you know, it's important. And I've had, like you said, I've had parents at conferences say to me, thank you for sharing your passion about Cleveland sports, because, you know, I had a dad say it's given me a bond with my daughter that I haven't had in 5 years. Like, she wants to watch the Guardians now because you put the playoff game on while they were at school. Stuff like that.
That's
so
a nice
I wanted
thing.
To share that. Yeah, it's about perspective.
Well,
and it's okay. We're doing a good thing here, Ken. We're not guaranteeing anymore. That's not happening. But
I wish I would have had you call in yesterday. I mean, I was up all night getting harassed by people who said I let children down.
Oh, I know. Well, I honestly got harassed too. Everybody was saying, "I can't believe you made him guarantee a win." I'm like, "Geez, sorry." So anyway, I just wanted to share that it's all good. You know, it is what it is, and hopefully, I mean, we would love for it to be about winning in Cleveland. It just unfortunately hasn't really been in my lifetime, but that's okay.
Well, Heather, thank you very much. I do appreciate you following up on it, and I hope you and the kids have a wonderful day. Thank you.
Thanks, Ken. You guys too. Bye.
Yes, ma'am. Heather, the teacher in Sheffield Lake.
That is what it's all about.
Wonderful.
Raising that next generation of Browns fans. Doesn't even matter that they lost and lost to a bad team, and it was humiliation. There was a guarantee behind it. Think about that.
People wonder whether or not the quarterback's good, and half the people, if they lose, they want the quarterback to look lousy, so they get rid of him, and the head coach, they don't like the head coach, and now we have Amari Cooper dropping passes, and Jerry Jeudy says he's tired. They don't need to worry about any of that stuff. None of that at all. All they have to worry about is, in their little minds, it's exactly what I said yesterday, enjoy being a youth. Enjoy the freedom of childhood.
See, Ken, a couple of weeks ago, you brought up your football team and how some kids liked other teams, and I thought you had an obligation to try to push them to be a Browns fan. You did it here, and you didn't even try, really.
That's a good point.
You made a guarantee you probably shouldn't have made. But
see, you're changing lives in a positive way.
So should I make more guarantees?
Maybe that's the moral of the story.
Bring
here.
Bring them back.
Well.
Guarantee.
Did you see what Daniel did? I ain't guaranteeing anything
after
that performance.
Let's go, Kenny.
The only thing I can guarantee is that John Greco joins us next to answer what the hell is going on with DeJuan Jones on the fan.